Psalms chapter 88. Pain insists upon being attended to. God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our consciousness, but shouts in our pains. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world. In this psalm, Heman makes a map of the history of his life, notes all the dark places he has traveled. He mentions his sins, his sorrows, his hopes, his fears, his afflictions, etc. Now, that is a true prayer, to present your case before the Lord. Other commentators classify this psalm as one of the saddest in all scriptures. The last word in the translations are, "Darkness is my closest friend." One version describes the author as having a painful illness. Heman is he in the chapter mentioned, and several more times in 1 and 2 Chronicles. He was a wise man to whom Solomon is compared to in his wisdom. He was also musically talented. In the midst of the death of suffering, a slight light starts to shine. But the first two verses in verse 13, "Lord, you are the God who saves me. Day and night I cry out to you. May my prayer come before you. Turn your ears to my cry. But I cry to you for help, Lord. In the morning my prayer comes before you." Fast forward to the divine revelation and the light of the gospel, and with it the Apostle Paul, who is a stranger to suffering, reveals more clearly the future of the believer, and he declares, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed to us. When all my labors and trials are over, and I am safe on that beautiful shore, just to be near the dear Lord I adore, will though the ages be glory from, or that will be glory for me, glory for me, glory for me, when by his grace I will look on his face, that will be glory for me."